Let's could please come forward, and inshallah, we'll start the talk now, inshallah. Subhanallah. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. The greatest heroes that we can call them are our Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nowadays we call heroes, for example, we call them our Marvel heroes or our celebrities or someone that does good in our community. We call them our heroes. So as we all know, our little brothers or our little family members, they would call the Hulk, the Marvels, and they'll say, these are our heroes. But we tend to forget that the real heroes that we have is our Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The people who gave a lot of sacrifices from themselves for us, for their deen, for the khidmat of their deen. Without their sacrifices, without their hardships, without them teaching us lessons, our deen will not be here as it is right now. It is true that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself gave the most sacrifices than anyone else, but we should not neglect the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and their sacrifices as well, because after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was them who made Islam come to us where it is right now. It is because of them that the Quran has stayed exactly how it is right now, because of the sacrifices that they have given for us. It's because of their mujahida, because of their sacrifices when they went from one country to another country so that they can spread the word of Allah, so that they could spread the name of Allah. And this is how Islam came to us. This is how Islam went to every single corner that of the world, every single country around the world that we live in today. We cannot neglect them, my brothers. These are our real heroes, not the Hulk and Avengers and all these other heroes that we know. These are our real heroes. Our own little brothers, our children, we should teach them about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Who was Umar radiallahu anhu? Who was Uthman radiallahu anhu? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? These are the people that our children should know about. If we don't teach our children these Sahaba, if we don't tell them the life of the Sahaba, they will never know. And they will rather take a celebrity or someone else as their role model or as their hero than the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So for this reason, that's why, inshallah, I'll be here every second Jummah and I'll be given the seerah of our Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and we will go over one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and their seerah and how they lived their life, and inshallah we can all learn from their lessons and the sacrifices that they went through during their lifetime. The first Sahaba radiallahu anhum, inshallah, we'll start with is Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu, his full name was Uthman ibn Affan, and his father name was Affan, and his father was the leader of Quraysh. And remember one thing, my brothers, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was also from the Quraysh as well, the tribe of Quraysh. So Uthman radiallahu anhu was the same tribe as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his mother. His father Affan was one of the leaders of the Quraysh, and the leaders of the Quraysh were very, very wealthy at that time. They lived at the best places, and they had the best of the houses and the best of the food that they would eat, the best of the clothes. So they're very, very wealthy, as you can say. As we have the royal family here, just like that, back then, if you were a tribe leader, your family was very wealthy. So he grew up in a very, very wealthy home. And Uthman radiallahu anhu, later on when he grew up, he became a businessman. He went into trading, businesses, into food and clothing and other businesses that he became very, very wealthy from, my brothers. Uthman radiallahu anhu, when he was a teenager, he was a very, very handsome young man. And because of his good looks, because of his how he looked like, he was very adorable. So because of this, all the Quraysh and all the other tribes loved to be next to Uthman. They would love to get his company and talk to him and be in the majlis where Uthman is. So much so that after many years, people would use that example when they would make dua for someone. They would say, may Allah love you just like the Quraysh loved Uthman. That's how much the Quraysh, the people of Makkah, they loved Uthman radiallahu anhu because of the good looks that he had. And also because he was the son of one of the leaders. He was the successor of Umar radiallahu anhu, meaning that after the death of Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the leader of the Muslimin, he was the leader of the Mu'mineen. But after the death of Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu was the one who became the Khalifa of the Muslims. He became the leader of the Muslims. As you guys know, he became the very wealthiest man of the Sahaba because of him trading. At every single point, the Prophet ﷺ said that, please give in the path of Allah, give donation in the path of Allah. Uthman radiallahu anhu was always the one who would give in the path of Allah, my brothers. Now, how did such a man come into Islam? How did he accept Islam? Now, this is a very interesting story, and inshallah, we can all learn from this, and we can take a lesson from this, my brothers. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he met Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And remember, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was the first man to become a Muslim. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went around to give da'wat of the deen to other people around. So he met Uthman and they were both friends. And he told him, oh Uthman, you're a very, very intelligent man. You're a very sharp young man. Why is it that you don't see that if you worship these idols, these idols do not bring any benefit to you. These idols do not bring any harm to you. Rather, there is a prophet amongst us who is calling you towards your true creator. There's a prophet amongst us who is stopping you from worshipping these people, worshipping these idols who cannot bring you any harm or any good. And he is stopping you from the bad and he is calling you towards the good. And when Uthman radiallahu anhu said, who is that prophet amongst us? And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, he is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And then he said, is that person who is As-Sadiq al-Amin? As-Sadiq al-Amin was a title given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning the most truthful one. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, yes, As-Sadiq al-Amin is the one who is calling towards Allah. He is the one that's the Prophet. And at that time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking through the lane, and he seen them too, and he went up to the Uthman radiallahu anhu and he said, oh Uthman, why don't worship these idols, rather worship your God, the one who created you, the one who gives you sustenance. So worship him, and he is your true and your only one creator. And without asking any questions, Uthman radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, and he said that I believe in you and I believe in Allah. This was a true iman, my brothers. This was the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. No questions asked. Straight away, he accepted Islam because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one thing to note here, my brothers, is that the title that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given, As-Sadiq al-Amin, the most truthful one, this had a big, big impact in Uthman radiallahu anhu accepting Islam. Why? It's because Uthman radiallahu anhu knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never lie. The Prophet ﷺ had this title before he was a prophet. Before the Nabuwat came to him, he was known as the most truthful man in the Makkah. And the whole Arab region, he was known as the trustworthy man, the most truthful man. So if he came and said that he is a prophet, everyone believed him. Everyone knew that he is not lying because he didn't lie for the past 40 years of his life that he lived in Makkah. So when he heard that he is the Prophet, he did not ask any questions and rather he accepted Islam in that same spot. When you look at the title that the Prophet ﷺ had, As-Sadiq al-Amin, my brothers, can we relate that into our lives right now? Can any one of us, myself, us, the brothers who are sitting here, all the Muslimin around the world, can we put that title into our name? Can we be called As-Sadiq Al-Ameen, the most truthful one? In an era where we live, where the Muslimin are the one, where the Muslim brothers are the one who are doing the most fraud, when the Muslim brothers are the one who are lying the most. When you ask a non-Muslim, they would say, do not trust a Muslim because he lies, especially when it comes to trading, when it comes to money. This is the legacy that we are living in right now. This is the legacy that we're leaving behind for our children and our future generations, that they're known as liars. A Muslim is someone who is known to be the most truthful one. A Muslim is someone who gives one, who says one thing and he stands firm by his statement. He stands firm by his sentence, and rather than going deceiving other people. The generation that we live in, my brothers, now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because this is the generation that we live in right now, my brothers. You would rather trust a non-Muslim than trust a Muslim. And this is a very, very sad thing to say, my brothers. When you look at that, that you'd rather work in a business, or you'd rather work in a company which a non-Muslim is in charge, rather than work in a company where a Muslim is in charge. Because you know that they will not give you payment in time. They will give you less payment. They will give you money which is your haqq, but they will give you less. They will take more hours from you. They will take more work from you. They would pay you less, and they would lie to you. And on the other hand, on a non-Muslim who would pay you extra, he would give you as much as you worked. He would give you your haqq of how much you worked. Now this is a title that the Muslims should be doing. This is the actions of a Muslimin. Why is it that the non-Muslims are doing what the Muslims should be doing, my brothers? It's because greed comes in, my brothers. Greed is something that we forget who we are. Our true nature. We forget our true nature and we rather deceive other people. We'd rather defraud than be truthful, my brothers. So this is one lesson that we can take from here, is that we should follow the life of the Prophet ﷺ and be known as As-Sadiq Al-Ameen as well. Be known as someone who is the most truthful one. Remember, my brothers, on the night we die, we will be risen above the seven skies. And each sky, there will be an angel. And he'll ask, who is that person that is entering through that sky? And the angel that's taking your soul, he will reply back and he will take your name that was known in this world. So if you were known as someone who was a truthful one, they will call you truthful one. If you were known as someone who is kind, they will call you by the name of someone who is kind. But if you were known as someone who is bad in this world, that same name would be taken in the seven skies while you go up each stage. These are something to think about, my brothers, inshallah. Another incident that happened in the life of Uthman radiallahu anhu, when he accepted Islam, and the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ, Ruqayya, she was in the hand of Abu Lahab's son, Utba. And Utba and his father were non-Muslims. And when they found out the Prophet ﷺ is calling people towards Islam, and he is saying that he's a prophet, and they wanted to hurt the Prophet ﷺ, So Abu Lahab told his son that release her from your relationship and do not marry her. Even though that they're engaged, release her. And this can mean that they show embarrassment to them and do not marry the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ. And then when this happened, Uthman radiallahu went up to the Prophet ﷺ. He went to his house and he said that I would like to ask for the hand of your daughter in marriage. And Khadija radiallahu anha, she became very happy. The Prophet ﷺ became very happy. Why? Because Uthman radiallahu anhu had such characteristics that no other Sahaba had. He was very gentle, he was very shy, and he was very generous, and he was very kind. So that they knew that he would keep our daughter very happy. So without asking any questions, they gave their daughter's hand in marriage to the Uthman radiallahu anhu. And from that marriage, from that relationship, they had a son, Abdullah ibn Uthman. And after a few years, when the Battle of Badr happened, just before, a few days before the Battle of Badr happened, Ruqayya became unwell. She had a fever. And on the day of Badr, the day of the Battle of Badr, when the Muslims were given the victory, when they were given success, at the same time on that day, they were also given the information that Ruqayya binti Muhammad was also passed away. So because of this news, after a few days, Abdullah, the son of Uthman, he also died after being pecked by a bird, and he got an infection and he died after a few days. So because of this depression that he went into, Uthman radiallahu anhu went to, because he lost his son, he lost his wife, so he became so depressed that he did not communicate with other people. He would go to the masjid and he would sit there quietly, he would do his worship and he would go back home and he would be in depression. He did not talk to anyone. So the Prophet ﷺ, seeing that he was in depression, so he went to Uthman radiallahu anhu and he said, "Why are you sad?" And the Uthman radiallahu anhu, look at his statement, look at what he said. What did history record, my brothers? The history recorded that, "Oh, the Prophet ﷺ, indeed I am sad because I have lost my wife and my child. But I'm also sad because I have lost that relationship that I have with you. I had your daughter and my marriage. I had your son, a grandson, as my son. I had that relationship with you. And now the relationship is broken because I have lost them." This is the love that he had for the Prophet ﷺ. He wanted to have a relationship with the Prophet ﷺ, my brothers. And then the Prophet, do you know how truthful he was in the statement, Uthman radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet ﷺ said, at that time, Jibreel alayhi salam came down, and he came down with the order of Allah, and he said that Allah is ordering you to marry your second daughter, Ummi Kalthum, into Uthman radiallahu anhu's hand. So the Prophet ﷺ then married his second daughter into the hand of Uthman radiallahu anhu. And from then, he got the name Dhun-Nurayn, the possessor of two lights. So because he married the two daughters of the Prophet ﷺ. From this, my brothers, we can take one more lesson from the life of Uthman radiallahu anhu. When he was in such depression, when he lost his son and his wife, what did he do? Indeed, he would not communicate with anyone when he went to the masjid. He would not talk to anyone because he was depressed. But he would still go to the masjid. He would still pray his salah. He would still complete his faraiz. He would still go and do his ibadah. He would still worship. Nowadays, when we have a difficulty which comes to us, when we get a hardship, when we lose our business, when we get an illness, when we lose someone in our lives, when we get a hardship in our lives, do we turn towards Allah? Or rather, do we run away from the path of Allah? On this, over here, in this situation, Uthman radiallahu anhu, he lost his son and his wife, but he did not leave his faraiz. He did not leave the worship of Allah. Rather, he would still attend the masjid and he would still worship. Do we do that, my brothers, when we have a hardship? Do we turn towards Allah? They say that every hardship that we come through is a gift from Allah. Why? Because when we get a hardship in our lives, this is a means from Allah to call you towards Allah, to call you closer towards Allah. When we get a hardship, what do we do? Who do we turn to? We cannot turn to anyone, my brothers, rather than Allah. So we go and we call towards Allah, we pray to Him, "Oh Allah, I will leave such and such thing if you help me in this situation. And I will pray my five times namazes if you help me in this situation." So this is a means of being closer to Allah. So whenever we are in hardship, my brothers, do not say that, "Why am I in this hardship?" Rather, say, "Alhamdulillah, that Allah has put me in this situation so He can call me closer towards Him. So He wants to make my relationship with me more stronger. He wants to make that bond with me stronger, my brothers." This is a lesson that we can take from Uthman radiallahu anhu's life. And inshallah, I'll leave it here. But inshallah, after 2 weeks, we continue with the life of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and these are the stories that we should be teaching our children. These are our true role models, our true heroes in Islam. These are the people who give the most sacrifices for us. So it's the right that we teach our children that these are the people that we should follow and who we should take as our role models, my brothers. So inshallah, we leave that here. There's two announcements I want to make, inshallah. The first of which is that inshallah there will be a program on the 3rd of February, I'm sure. On the 3rd of February in this masjid, and it will be about the essential LGBTQ awareness workshop for all the Muslims, especially for the youths. Because of the teachings that we have in school, so we want to raise awareness for that. So there will be a talk, inshallah, and a workshop after Zohar, 1 p.m, inshallah, on the 3rd of February. And also, outside the masjid, after we leave, there's a donation which has been collected in a charity. There's a masjid in Carmyle that's opened up, and they want some funding from us so that they can buy some stuff and raise money for that masjid, inshallah. So all the brothers are also requested to please give as much as you can for the donation for the masjid in Carmyle, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. We'll pray our sunnah, and after that we'll be khutbah and jama'ah, inshallah. Jazakallah.